This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. Follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, our number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, speaking of that, President Biden has reached out his faith-based office that he's got, tried to set up something similar to what Trump had when he had the evangelicals, remember?
That's right, yeah.
And he's reached out to people of no faith to see if he can't get them into the government. Now, notice I said people of no faith. Let's listen to this.
Back in 2001, President George W. Bush first established the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. It was an effort to find ways for the government to work with churches and ministries for the common good. Under President Biden, though, the office has held a meeting with atheist groups, including the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Humanist Association, and the Secular Coalition for America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, I don't even know what to think of that.
Well, yeah, that's a little, it's a little beyond, isn't it?
Over the top.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting, you know, Captain. It's again, you know, I think most people across the highways and byways across our nation would probably want to have people who have similar values, or it might be informed by, you know, traditional Judeo-Christian values about how we treat one another and how we, and all these kinds of things. But now you want to bring in some people who, I guess, wouldn't adhere to that kind of thing or would reject it out of hand. You know, it doesn't seem like it's the most edifying thing to do.
Yeah. Now, just to go with the times here, the Lincoln Center in New York is fixing to honor, and I don't know if you heard this, is fixing to honor an activist who back in the day praised Osama bin Laden and his actions against the United States of America.
Yeah, you're hearing about this. This is she's a World War II era Japanese internment victim, I believe, and she praised bin Laden after 9/11. So it wasn't somebody who said something about him, you know, pre 9/11, or this is what he's up to, or whatever. But this is pretty devastating, I think.
Yeah, this would be one reason for me not to want to go to the Lincoln Center if they're going to start doing this kind of stuff.
Yes, well, exactly right. And, of course, you know, Captain, it's 20 years on, but the American people certainly remember completely what happened. They completely understand what bin Laden, what al-Qaeda was all about. And of course, you, not a lot of other people, have a up-close and personal knowledge and view of what happened that day.
Several thousand of us.
That's right.
Yep. Now, lawmakers are demanding the reinstatement of the Space Force officer, the lieutenant colonel, who was removed for denouncing the critical race theory. There is a big-time movement afoot with that. We'll see where it goes, right?
Well, right. Well, the idea is like, oh, he denounced the critical race theory, as if that in and of itself is some kind of cardinal sin.
All right, well, hold that thought because we got Elliot on the phone in Wesley Chapel. I want to get him in before the break. Okay, Elliot, go for it.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle from the West Coast. Joe Biden's infatuation to bring us to zero carbon emissions, carbon neutrality. Time and time again, it's a known fact that China is on mark to build 184 fired coal plants. Just in our eyes and tells us to go to hell. Do what I say, not what I do. Global warming means nothing to them. Where is John's scared to death Kerry? These idiots puts our country in a tailspin. China have no problem picking up the phone reminding Joe Biden that he is the big guy who received 10% of the $1.5 billion, which the Bidens now are worth an extra $150 million.
Yeah.
Biden has become a slave to China's wishes. Kyle, what we need to do is start by assuming total control of Chinese businesses in the United States, and we can start with Smithfield Meatpacking Company, as a down payment for COVID-19. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Well, he brings a point there. I was going to ask one more thing. Kyle, who's running the show? It's not Joe Biden.
Well, yeah, that I think we can really surmise. Absolutely.
We need to go to the basement of the Obama house and the war room of one Valerie Jarrett.
Well, that would certainly explain this thing about getting back to Iran, that's for sure.
Well, that's what we're doing. Everything we're seeing is Valerie Jarrett on steroids. It's amazing. You don't have to go very far to see it.
That's
so
right.
So when they said Barack Obama 3.0, they should have said Valerie Jarrett 3.0. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on the Weekend Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Oh, yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, don't forget, in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand-new windshield, and $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. Remember, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Daytona Beach and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them that the captain sent you to get that $150 dropped right in the palm of your hand after you get that windshield. Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Bingo. Bingo. All right, well, back to the story that we've been looking at here. I'm not exactly sure what happened here, but 10 years ago yesterday, Casey Anthony was in the trial of her life over the discovery and the killing of her young daughter, who they believe Casey Anthony had something to do with. And a juror yesterday made a chilling confession. What was that confession?
Well, Captain, according to reports, one of the jurors in the Casey Anthony case on the death of her 2-year-old daughter is saying that her decision, her vote on the jury haunts her to this day. She says, quote, "I think now if I were to do it over again, I'd push harder to convict her," meaning Casey Anthony, "of one of the lesser charges, like aggravated manslaughter. At least that," she says, "or child abuse." And get this, Captain, she says, "I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I didn't stand up for what I believed in at the time," unquote.
Now, the shadow president is back out of the closet again, and that's namely Kamala Harris, because when the president of South Korea showed up yesterday, the first person to sit down and talk to him and meet him was none other than Kamala Harris.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I was hearing reports earlier today and then that she was meeting with the president of South Korea. And then, lo and behold, in one of the sessions, here came President Biden to sit down at the big long table across from the South Korean president. And they exchanged pleasantries and talked a little bit. And so then there was Biden. But, yeah, this is getting to be a regular thing, it seems, with the vice president.
Yeah, now the GOP is also demanding answers right now about the origins of COVID-19. Republicans on the Health Intelligence Committee are demanding President Biden and the Director of National Intelligence provide more information on the origins of COVID-19, citing information that they have that points directly to China and the Wuhan lab.
Well, exactly. And, you know, not to try to be funny, but if they could try to make it look like President Trump developed the coronavirus somehow, they would love to have an investigation on that. But because we know, especially from what we knew even early on, what's adding up and what's not adding up about what was happening in the Wuhan lab, you know, they're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, I hate to say.
Well, Devin Nunes, who apparently is the ranking member of that committee, says the lawmakers say in a report that China has not cooperated with efforts to find out where the virus originated. Nevertheless, significant circumstantial evidence raises serious concerns that the COVID-19 outbreak may have been a leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the lawmakers' report also said that the People's Republic of China military had involvement in the lab, which makes it even more suspicious.
Well, right. And Captain, is there a ticking time bomb now of another virus that could leak out of the Wuhan lab?
There could be.
Yeah, I mean, because now we don't even have really any structure in place to make sure this never happens again. This virus broke the world, basically. Mm-hmm. And so now we're just going to sit around and see, well, might happen again. We don't know yet. That's not leadership.
No, and by the way, we have a caller on the line. It is the unofficial, but maybe official, but we don't know how official, part-time wannabe mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I'm convinced that this virus was, you know, the year before the election, you release it. You know, we all know the Chinese wanted to get him the heck out of there. So what a perfect way to do it. And I can guarantee you, I, a little cuckoo, but if another Republican, whether it's President Trump or whoever else gets in there, you know, we might see another pandemic. You can't tell me that a bat transmitted this to a human. It's absolutely ludicrous. This has every earmarkings of something that was, you know, had to have been manipulated in the lab, and it would have been very easy for them to just take a little vial out and just spread it around somewhere, and then it gets into someone's lungs, and then next thing you know, it spreads like wildfire. So I think the next pandemic probably will come in as early as 4 years or probably as late as 8 years from now if, you know, another Republican gets in. And what do you think, Kyle? That's what I think. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, Kyle, he missed the one point I was waiting for him to make, and that is the fact they were sending the test laboratory animals back and forth between China and the U.S. and then the U.S. and China. And that, all by its lonesome, if we're talking about the coronavirus, that could have released a pandemic anywhere along the way.
Well, sure, exactly. So, I mean, there's only two ways this thing gets out, by mistake or on purpose.
Right.
And both of those things are really, really, really bad. And to Mike's other comment, Well, I mean, they know how to weaponize these viruses. This is what they are studying from what we can gather, this thing called gain of function. So they're studying how to make these things as into a weapon. And if they have it available, or an entity, a country, a foe, somebody who's got bad designs, they will try to use it. They've seen exactly what can happen if a virus gets released that we don't have a natural immunity to, that kind of thing.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to do this for years, and I mean years on our end.
Oh, I would expect so. That's right. That's exactly right. Because we know other people develop these things, there has to be parity to some degree, we have to understand how these things work, especially if we get attacked.
Yeah. Now, we never did finish the story about the Space Force officer who a number of Republican lawmakers are demanding that he be reinstated because he was removed for denouncing the critical race theory nonsense that's out there. And he's got just about every major Republican backing him right now. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I mean, it's shining a lot of light on it. But right now, for some reason, the notion of critical race theory, the phrase in and of itself, is somehow sacrosanct, it appears. But again, you know, Captain, we're not supposed to fire people because they have some different opinion about something. Critical race theory, of course, is being, being advocated. But it's not being advocated, I think, for some kind of the altruistic reasons that we seem to have it framed as. So people are entitled to their own opinion about things. But again, a lot of people have said, you know, the critical race theory is pretty much Marxism sort of repackaged. And so the only way that we can actually get through things is to talk about ideas is to allow discussion of them, not to silence people.
Now, face coverings are no longer required on many military installations for the troops. That's a good thing. And the ones that have been fully vaccinated, at least, against COVID-19. But for those who haven't, guess what? Got to wear a mask.
Well, exactly right. And I think that's going to be the, kind of a blueprint for what we'll see a lot throughout society. Certainly if California begins to open up fully on June the 15th, fingers crossed, right? We'll see. If you're vaccinated, you're going to have a lot different access to not have to wear a mask than if you're not.
Yeah. Now, my question is, how are they going to enforce this? Because you got to be careful what you ask for here because of the HIPAA laws. But is it going to be run your driver's license and see if it's in there? Is it going to be the cards that we've all got that have been vaccinated? What's it going to be? It's going to be something.
That's right. It will be, but it could cause a lot of complications.
All right. Hold that thought. Yep. And like I said, I was in a big box store this week, and I actually got ads for proof that I've been vaccinated, which is supposed to be illegal. But they asked anyway. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a press briefing at the White House, President Biden gave out good news about the coronavirus vaccine.
We think that over
the remainder of 2021. We're going to be able to vaccinate every American. We have enough vaccine to vaccinate every American, period, right now. And we're going to be able to do that by the midsummer. And we're going to continue to get more people to engage in seeking the vaccine. I don't believe, I never have believed, that there's a large percentage of Americans who will not take the vaccine. And we're doing very imaginative things, and states are, to get people to show up and have the vaccine. But we believe that between the second half of 2021 and going in through 2022, we could produce as many as another billion doses of vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are, and that total comes from a combined total of both terrestrial and internet and satellite listeners, and there are nights where we have more than that listening to us. Now, this portion of the program, and by the way, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is how this program started 21 years ago. It was an hour show, one day a week, on the radio, and it gradually grew and grew and grew to where we're at right now. Now, we're going to hear from the folks at the Stem Cell Group, because they want
to... Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, the thing about the XP stem cell patch is that will help jumpstart your immunity system. And when you got an injury, like maybe you got a cut or a burn or something like that, you put it in the general vicinity of it, and it helps to get things started. And it actually will do that. I found out from my own experience here. But anyway, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know. The troops not having to wear face coverings, that's a great thing. But did you notice the other day that Nancy Pelosi was over in the White House and she took her face mask off, and she doubled down on the rules for the House floor by fining some of the people that didn't want to wear masks $500 each the first time?
Well, sure. Yeah, she's got to keep this thing going as long as possible.
Yeah, well, there's a reason they call her the Wicked Witch of the West.
Well, I mean, she got her hair done, and other people couldn't get their hair done, and now she can not have to wear a mask, but tell everybody else to wear a mask. It just, that's par for the course.
And a liberal media institute has been shocked by the CNN anchor's advice for the sex scandal-plagued governor brother of his. I'm not sure who this media institute is that's shocked, but how dare the brother of someone advise them and then talk about it on the television? How dare they do that?
Well, exactly. You know, what Cuomo was doing about Cuomo, it just seems to doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah, now you've seen Dr. Safier on Fox a lot, right?
Right.
She said the COVID panic is over. Spare the innocents. But Dr. Fauci says, and I quote, it may take time for people to adjust to the new mask guidance. And he still isn't sure if you got to wear a mask or not.
Right. Well, yeah, but check back with Fauci in 24 hours and it'll probably change. It's kind of like the weather, you know, wait 5 minutes. Right. There are, I've seen some interviews with people where they are they have a lot of trepidation about people not wearing masks. Because I think it's been so cooked into everybody, if you have your mask on, somehow you're super safe. But if you don't have a mask on, now you're a threat to everybody. And, so of course, but as the vaccinations get more and more, and also as our general numbers fall in terms of, infections or positive cases, we're seeing that we're beginning to come out the other end of the pandemic, and that's a good thing. But yes, because people have been terrified, and in many ways unnecessarily, I mean, it's a real virus and dangerous, and you don't want to get it. That's why we recommend people get vaccinated. You don't want to get sick from this at all. But as we get better, though, with our numbers, it's going to be less and less necessary to have to wear a mask everywhere.
No, and it's miserable when you get it. Some people react differently. But I know when I had it, and nobody even knew it was COVID at the time because of the fact that it was before anybody even knew about this stuff. But when I had it, I actually lost my voice and couldn't talk for 2 days.
I remember that well.
And
yeah.
I was having trouble breathing.
I know.
Everybody was going, I wonder if he's going to get to the hospital. I didn't have to go. Thank goodness I didn't have to go to the hospital, but I sure did go to my doctor, and he gave me some heavy-duty stuff, and that took care of it. And I did take the hydroxychloroquine, which I didn't have any idea what that was all about at the time, what that was for. I do now, though.
Well, right. And Captain, didn't, when President Trump was sick, they gave him the monoclonal antibodies, I think.
Yeah.
And now we see TV commercials. If you have COVID, then check out monoclonal antibodies. And suddenly, but that was what they used for Trump. And it seemed like anything Trump said that could be good for treating COVID was immediately poo-pooed as quackery or something like that.
Right. Now, in your neck of the woods, the Los Angeles County DA, George Gascon, is under fire and could face a recall over progressive policies. Where's that stand, and how about Governor Newsom? Where's that stand at the moment?
Well, of course, the recall is progressing for Governor Newsom. California's going to open up on June the 15th, and, it's good for California, but at the same time, I'm sure it has something to do a little bit with Governor Newsom trying to make sure people aren't so mad about everything going into the recall. So there could be a political aspect to that. But this thing with the L.A. District Attorney, George Gascon, he is facing a recall. They're going to have to get 579,000, I think, signatures in order to get this going. But that's because, Captain, people see that, and of course he is doing exactly what he said he was going to do back in the campaign, but people see that this is horrible for L.A. It's a bad policy, and so they're going to try to avail themselves of the ability to recall him.
So what then is going to happen with the checks? Now, isn't Newsom putting out a bunch of checks here pretty quick?
I think it's like $100 million or something. Don't quote me on that one. I think that's about what it is. Going to especially to illegal aliens in the state, basically.
And when do they go out?
Very soon. We'll have to double check on that, but I know that there was a stimulus kind of a program that he is proposing so that, again, you know, he's trying to soften up the territory, as it were, because of the recall, I think.
Yeah, you might as well give it to the guys in jail, too, because they can vote, right?
Well, sure. But again, it's these bad policies that have gotten to us to where we are now, and the Californians, both Democrat and Republican and Independent as well, they understand that something has to change. And Newsom can't just give up and give a great speech and move on, but that's just not happening.
Well, folks, a majority of conservative voters say that Fox News Channel is still their preferred source for TV news, but Newsmax and One America News Now have gained viewers in the past year. Now, the latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 52% of conservative likely U.S. voters who regularly watch TV news often watch Fox News. 17% of conservative news viewers watch Newsmax more often, and 9% say they watch OAN, One America News, more often. Now, that leaves 20% of conservative TV viewers who prefer some other network. I wonder what that other network is.
Good question. Good question. Well, yes. Well, Newsmax gained a big surge, as it were, following the election and the coverage after that and so forth. But yes, Fox still continues strong.
Well, they are good. They're very good. And truth be known, I sit here at night and I've got Fox up on one television. I've got Newsmax down here on another one, and I'm watching SRN News over on the third one. So I got those three going right now, and I'm watching all three.
Exactly. And, you know, it's good to have competition. It's good to have multiple voices. It's good to have multiple perspectives. That's, yep, you know, what it used to be like. But the problem is now everybody's only supposed to have one perspective, and yep, that's the left.
And wait till you hear this last story. While President Joe Biden urges Congress to spend billions of dollars for new programs, most voters, 55%, think government spends way too much taxpayer money unwisely and wants a less active role for government. Get out of our lives.
Well, exactly. But unfortunately, what's going to happen is they're going to see that government collecting more,
yep,
of your money to,
that's
go
right,
spend it somewhere.
Because, again, they weren't going to raise taxes that were going to affect anyone down the line, $400,000 and all these numbers and all that stuff. Let me tell you something, folks. All these businesses are going to get cracked with a higher corporate tax. Everybody is going to pay for that. Everybody. Even if you only make 10 cents a year, you're going to pay for it.
Exactly. It is going to be a recipe for disaster.
Yep, coming out of the storefronts.
Yep.
Coming right out of the retail and stores, wherever you go, you're going to see it. All right, well, here comes the music. I can hear the hand claps in the back, which means, oh boy, we got it going. So hold that thought, Kyle, and folks will be right back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway segment number two. We're going to see if anything's changed out there in the roads, so don't go anywhere. We shall return with more right after Kathy tells you what you need to know.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. We thank her very much for doing that for us. And she and her husband, Don, are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, at the Double D Ranch, the horse ranch. Now, they not only stable horses there, but they also teach you how to ride for competitiveness in the English-style riding as well as the Western-style riding. So check them out if you'd like to do that. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody out of Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, now let's not forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops across the country, largest truck stop chain in the country. Go in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain. You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member, please join the Pilot and Flying J Drivers Club. You'll be glad you did. All righty, here we go again. Number two for Phil Collins. This is an oldie but goodie, and you're going to like it. righty, that's Phil Collins' sister's studio, and that's the official video of that. And Kyle, when was that put out?
Well, that comes from No Jacket Required, and that was back in 1984.
No,
huge album for Collins.
Now, yeah. I think that this was done with Genesis, because I recognize some of the people that were playing in the band, and it looked like his old Genesis group.
Well, in that video, and at that time, he had Leland Sklar playing bass, and that's that innovative bass riff that you hear throughout the song. That's the guy who kind of looks like a mountain man the video, and he's played for everybody, and you wouldn't know all the songs that he's played bass on. And then also, I think, Daryl Strummer, who played guitar with Genesis on the road, he played with Collins and the
Well, we got to get going here.
Yeah.
All right. A tropical disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico is developing right now, folks. Severe weather in the plains. A low in the Gulf of Mexico could produce heavy rainfall and exacerbate flooding over portions of southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana, and possibly become a short-lived tropical depression or storm before making land inland over the Texas coast. Now, thunderstorms capable of producing large hail, damaging winds, a tornado or two is all possible across parts of the central and southern higher plains, too. Kyle, take it away with what's out west.
Well, thanks, Captain. Pretty quiet out west, up in Montana. What we had in a winter storm warning has really turned to rain for areas around Helena, Butte, Missoula, and Bozeman. Down in Utah, we still have a fire weather warning that has wind gusts associated with it. This is in southern Utah, gusts of maybe even 50 miles or more in that area. Wind advisory around Flagstaff, Arizona as well. And wind advisories in Southern California are starting to taper off and die down, thankfully, right now.
All right. Now, again, you truckers that are coming across east-west on I-10 and I-20, you are going to want to pay attention to the weather in Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi for the next 3 to 5 days, as whatever this is that's out there in the Gulf is going to come that general direction and just dump a bunch of rain. Now, it's developing out there in the Gulf, and what you see now is bad enough. What you could see from this is double what you've already got. So this is not a drill, folks. This is real. You need to prepare right now. If you're in a low-lying area and you've been having flooding, this is going to make it much, much worse. Get out of the water, all right? I-10, I-12, I-20, anywhere in between those loops in Louisiana, western Mississippi, and eastern Texas, down as far as Galveston. It looks like this is going to have quite a range that's developing out there, and we should see it possibly around Tuesday of next week, maybe Monday night, Tuesday, and or Wednesday, and it's going to just rain and rain and rain and rain. Not good, Kyle.
No, not at all. That's a lot of rain. Yeah.
Yep. And unfortunately, I wish I could tell you something different over there, especially around New Orleans and Slidell, where they've had plenty of problems, but it looks like as if it's going to come again.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, with all those flood warnings we see throughout Texas area.
All right, so Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him so very much. And what he brings to the program, and I know a lot of you like what we do there, and that's great. We get a lot of emails and a lot of text messages and even phone calls made to the various radio station affiliates, and all that gets passed along to us, so thank you very much. But again, I'm being very serious here. We do have a situation in the Gulf of Mexico where we could have a tropical storm or depression, and it's going to bring a lot of rain with it to some of the same areas that have been getting dumped on, that have already having flooding. This coming your way is twice as bad as terms of the rain coming at you. So make preparations now, and if they tell you to get out, get out. All right, let's go to the phone line real quick here. We got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Yep, just telling the folks on the radio about the storm that's headed towards the Gulf, over towards Texas and Louisiana. But let's talk about Joe Biden yesterday. Don't you find it interesting that the person that actually spoke with and met the president of Korea to begin with, South Korea, was Kamala Harris?
No.
All right, the shadow president emerged. Is that what this is?
Well, I mean, she's been doing most of the foreign policy discussions. You know, she was assigned to have discussions, and I'm going to use air quotes on this one, too, during the Israel-Gaza thing. But the only person that she spoke to was King Abdullah of Jordan.
Mm-hmm. And the one, that brokered the peace, by the way, was President al-Assisi in Egypt.
Correct.
Yeah. Or I think
of that, which Biden tried to take credit for.
Yeah, and I think his name is al-Sisi, isn't it?
Al-Sisi, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Sisi, okay. I said something different, and I didn't mean to butcher his name. But anyway, and all these names, you know, I mean, you got, it's hard to keep up with who's doing what. And then, of course, you got the tape that came out about Princess Di with this Bashir insults that's upset the whole royal family.
Yeah.
Yep. Justice at last is what Sarah Palin calls it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So what do you think about that? What goes around comes around?
Well, you know, there was some real desperation, you know, during the whole Princess Di thing. So I would say that, you know, she was being trolled and didn't do her due diligence as she should have.
All right, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to do some due diligence. We got plenty to talk about here. By the way, did you know President Trump is resurrecting the 1776 Commission? Going to do it on his own dime. We'll see how that all works out. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.